prayer, looking at the Mahabharata. And I'm thinking, you know, I see here Dronacharya there in his Gurukul with the Pandavas gurus, his students. Simple, with great respect for the teacher. I mean, it's culture. I saw it in China too, in modern days. It's great respect for teachers, even big, famous, top intellectuals, when their simple school teacher from their young days come in the room, they bow and stop everything else. So, I mean, this Vedic culture and Ranashram and all that, that for instance ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, wants to establish in the world, is great. I mean, the ideas behind it, the principle, you know, how it works there with this Gurukul, for instance, and the importance of the teacher, and also the Brahmana, the teacher's role there, being very austere, ready to, you know, completely independent. You can kill me and take away everything from me, but I still will tell the truth, that kind of thing. And so, but what I'm saying is that these good things, which mainly is simply about culture, and you find it in India, you find it in China, you find it all over Asia, you find it all over the world actually, different colors and forms. That's what I call, you know, some kind of dharmic culture, civilization, where people, I mean, when I grew up, the old people that talk about that, you must have culture and you must know how to do this and that and be honest and look clean and neat. And but also, I mean, ethics. Because Christianity still is very influential. So it's there in the religions, but it is not the religions. It's a deeper worldview and, yeah, civilization. And that's what civilization is, not making big factories and skyscrapers and making big, big money and all of that. That's materialistic, I would say rather barbarian idea about culture and civilization. And we can see how it looks today. I mean, it's getting weird. But what I keep saying is we need to understand and see the principles, the good principles there, and apply them to each specific national and ethnic and so on situation. And that's the work. And I believe that this is really what Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada meant when he said that half of my work remains. Not to build a mini society in some farm community or mansion somewhere here and there. Where everyone dresses Indian and looks Indian and tries to live the way they did in, you know, some kind of Hindu what do you call this in America, this who lived like the 17th century or something. Ah, just slip out of my mind. And I think this is kind of what we sometimes try to do. But we see others trying to do similar things, and it tends to turn into a cult, isolated, criticized, it's a wall around there, us and them, stupid karmas that don't understand from out there, these stupid Hare Krishnas, weird, good food, but something wrong up there. I mean, let's be honest about it. But the knowledge is what is important here, and that's what Srila Prabhupada focused on his books, book production. And he said, read these books. Because that knowledge can be used in the societies all over the world to get them into a nice functional state again. And this is happening, of course, in India, they're using this knowledge. In China, they are also using their form of this dharmic understanding. I mean, it's there to some extent in different countries today. And I would say that what we should do, rather than just promote our own thing and fight the others, enemies, see the good wherever it appears and whoever is doing it, and think of Dharma, learn what that means, and see it, how it can be established and appearing in, you know, in whatever society we ourselves live in and are familiar with and grew up in. I think that's really the work that remains. And it's so important today because, well, we see the need, right, in the world.